Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our telethon to keep Bob Enyart Live broadcasting for another year is going well. We're at 94% of our goal of $25,000. Thank you all so much. And we're getting near the end of the month of February, so we have about another $1,500 to go to reach $25,000. I want to let you know about three events coming up. We're so excited. One is at the Brown Palace in Denver. One is in Colorado Springs. And another is at the Capitol in Denver in the old state Supreme Court chambers. Now, the first one coming up is March 14th. I am going to present a Wednesday night seminar starting 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Focus on the Strategy 2. This is going to be a sequel to our now somewhat famous DVD, Focus on the Strategy, an analysis of Christian political strategy. And a lot has happened in the year and a half or more since we made that DVD. I think you will absolutely love it. And it is $30 a person, $50 a couple, $60 for a family. Okay, so it's Wednesday night, 7 p.m. There'll be a PowerPoint presentation, and I think you will absolutely love the sequel to the Focus on the Strategy DVD. This will be Focus on the Strategy 2. And we're also going to do the same thing in Colorado Springs on April 25th. That's a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll announce the address. It's on 8th Street in Colorado Springs, 1625 South 8th Street. But we'll be telling you more about these events in the coming days. And then also April 25th, this is really important. That is exactly the 40th anniversary, the tragic anniversary of Colorado legalizing abortion, the first state in the country to legalize abortion. And now about 50 million children later have been killed in 40 years. And so there's going to be an event at the Capitol building in Denver. That in the afternoon of April 25th from 1 to 4 o'clock, it's sponsored by Colorado Right to Life. And the keynote speaker will be Alan Keyes. You know Alan Keyes. He's run for president. He's a former UN ambassador. He's the most eloquent orator in the nation today. He's extraordinary. He's pro-life. You'll want to come out to hear Alan Keyes. Flip Benham will be there, the director of Operation Save America, the Reverend Flip Benham. And I will be on the program also presenting this issue of how do we stop the killing? How do we alter our strategy to stop the killing of unborn children? And then there will be a panel discussion. Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of Colorado Right to Life, will be on the panel. It will be an extraordinary afternoon at the Capitol. And if you have never been in the old Colorado Supreme Court chambers room at the Capitol, it's worth going just to be in that room. It is an extraordinary place of historical significance. It's beautiful, and what a time and what a panel this will be as Christian leaders wrestle with the issue of how do we fight the killing of unborn children to achieve a victory and not just be eternally battling this tragedy. How do we actually win and stop the killing? So please mark those dates on your calendars. March 14th at the Brown Palace, downtown Denver. And that's a blast, too. Just being at the Brown Palace is so much fun. Some people have come to these seminars in the past and they stay downtown. They might drive into Denver and get a room at the Brown Palace for that night. Let them know you're attending a seminar there with Bob Enyart Live and then get a room. It's, you know, one of the nicest places to stay in Colorado. And then April 12th, Thursday night in Colorado Springs. And then April 25th, that is in the afternoon at the State House at the Capitol. Okay. Now, we are going to Dayton, Ohio for to talk with someone we've talked to briefly in the past on this radio show, but he's a dear friend. He's a pastor, Trent Cole. Trent, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
How you doing there, Bob?
Trent, I'm doing well. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. Tell me what's up.
Oh, I just want to tell you about the good news that's happening over here in Dayton, Ohio, because of your radio program and also your ministry here in Dayton, Ohio. We have really benefited from your teachings.
Wow.
And we're now starting the Dayton Grace Bible Institute, where we will be using some of your materials called The Plot.
Dayton Grace Bible Institute.
Yes, they're here in Dayton, Ohio. To give an address to that, that's going to be 17207, that's P.O. Box,
yeah.
17207, Dayton, Ohio, 45417, if anyone wants any information about that.
Sure.
And we're going to be using your material, your teaching material, to conduct that Bible institution.
That is so exciting. And Trent, you probably don't know this, but just a couple days ago, we had a call from a missionary in Costa Rica, and his name is Jeremy Clark, and they have set up about a year ago a Bible Institute in Costa Rica, and they took The Plot, which has been translated into Spanish. It's called La Trama, and they're using that in their curriculum, among their different curriculum items, to teach Costa Rican men to become pastors of local churches. So, boy, to hear that this is happening also in Dayton, Ohio is a real thrill and a blessing.
Well, I'd like to just also thank all your listening audience out there who is supporting your radio ministry there, Bob Vineyard Live. I just want to also give you a big thanks from Dayton, Ohio. We thank you also for being on the radio, bringing all these issues to light from a Christian perspective.
Trent, our telethon, I just announced, we're at 94% of our way toward our goal. We're at $23,500 of our $25,000 goal. And so far, gifts have come in from 23 different states, 23, including Ohio. And you're in Dayton. That's quite a ways from Toledo, right? How far are you from Toledo?
That's a 3-hour drive.
All right. Well, there is a morning show radio host in Toledo, Mark Siffer, and he is subscribed to our BEL TV Classics, Televised Classics. And he was on this show this past week. And what wonderful things he said also about The Plot. So it's so exciting to see. You know, my wife, Cheryl, is from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's from Middletown, Ohio.
And my congregation used to be in Middletown.
Isn't that extraordinary? Middletown is not exactly a big city.
Not at all.
And it's in the middle of which two cities?
It's between Cincinnati, Ohio, and Dayton, Ohio.
Cincinnati
right
and
in
Dayton.
Between.
Right. And so, anyway, it's a blessing to know what's going on back there. Now, Trent, I recall that you do real well on the internet. You teach these weekly classes, and you do it with Pal Talk.
That's correct.
So could we tell the audience how, if somebody wants to participate in a Bible study class over the internet, when you're about to start teaching, they log in, and then they listen to the teaching, and they actually watch the slides, right?
Let me try to explain it to your listening audience. If you are interested in hearing some of these wonderful teaching from The Plot, I have an internet ministry that comes on every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m. Eastern. And so here in Colorado, it'd be 6. West Coast, it'd be 5. But
right.
8 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday evening.
And if you want to be able to participate in it, you simply write down this internet web address. That's going to be Pal Talk, one word, PALTALK.com, and then download the free program, and then you just follow the instructions. They will ask you to make up a screen name and a password, and then you should be able to log on from there and then go into the Christian section. It'll give you some choices. Enter into the Christian section. And then look for a room. The teaching room is called God's Will Made Clear, and log in there. And you should be able to join in every Tuesday and Thursday night to hear some of the wonderful teachings from The Plot that makes the Word of God much easier to understand.
Hmm. Well, that is really exciting. And let me tell the audience, if any of you guys do this, then please call us here at Bob Benyart Live at the BEL Cabin. Our phone number, it's the same number for calling into the radio show, 800-8-N-YARDS, 800-836-9278. We'd like to hear from you. How do you enjoy Pastor Trent Cole's teaching? And then that would be a testimony that comes into us that we could share with other people as we encourage people to study God's Word and take advantage of these tools that we have, including the Internet. All right, now that's exciting. I'm wondering if there's anything else, Trent, we could talk about. It wasn't too many weeks ago. You and I were in Indianapolis, and I was invited by a group of Christians there to host an all-day Bible seminar to present. And what a blessing, what a good time we all had together fellowshipping.
Yes, we did. And that was a very wonderful subject there on open theism.
Open theism.
Because can God change the future? That was very, very interesting, their presentation that you gave. And as a matter of fact, as I said before, you should be able to offer that to your listening audience on DVD here coming up real soon if they are really interested in hearing about it.
Yeah, I am so excited. Got to tell you, what a blessing that you brought a camera crew to the event. You used great equipment, and it was a blessing to me because you did what I should have done. You videotaped it, and then your guys edited it and mastered it onto three DVDs. And so I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that it came out really well, and we're so excited to get that here at our studios.
Yes, it'll be shipped out here right away.
All right, and so who came to the seminar? There were different pastors there. And I know there was a pastor from Northern Indiana, a pastor from Indianapolis. I was there, of course, from Denver Bible Church. And the name of your church in Dayton is?
Dayton Grace Bible.
Dayton Grace Bible, just like the Institute, Dayton Grace
right.
Bible Institute. And
correct.
Then you also invited a pastor friend from Chicago.
Yes, Pastor Michael McDaniel from Westside Grace in Chicago, Illinois.
What's the name of his church?
His name of his church is Westside Grace. It's in Forest Park, Illinois.
Yeah, suburbs of Chicago.
Westside Grace, Pastor Michael McDaniel. He came all the way down to that wonderful presentation on open theism.
It was really a blessing to meet Pastor McDaniel, and that's exciting. And I know that he's also a Grace pastor, and he is teaching the Word of God, rightly divided, the difference in the Bible between Israel. God has two covenant groups in the Bible, Israel and the body of Christ, and two covenants, the covenant of law, circumcision and law, and the covenant of grace. And of course, we are living in the body of Christ by the covenant of grace.
Yeah, well, Pastor McDaniel also has a Bible institution, Westside Grace Bible Institution, and guess what he's teaching? The plot.
Wow, this is just, it is so exciting, Trent. It really is exciting. It's a blessing. You know, when we meet once a month, the elders of Denver Bible Church, we meet and we take an assessment. We go through a somewhat standard agenda each month. We look at the financial health of the church, but we always start out with the spiritual health of the church. How is our church doing? How are our families doing? The young people in the church? And also, then we look at the extended ministry of Denver Bible Church, and not only of me as the pastor, but of our church, like Ken and Joe Scott, for example, and their ministry to pregnant women and fighting to stop the killing of unborn children, and all the people who've come to the Lord through that ministry. And there's just, and theologyonline.com, which is a ministry of Denver Bible Church, which reaches out all over the country and internationally with this fabulous forum for people to discuss the Bible, evolution, creation, abortion, homosexuality online. And so that is part of the goal of our church. Part of our vision is to take the gospel message and the truth of the Bible outside of our four walls to impact our world for Christ.
Yeah, an extension of that, Theology Online is actually on Pow Talk also.
So, oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, many in that organization are very familiar with you and your teachings.
Well, that's exciting. So, Trent, hey, by the way, you were there and Pastor Michael McDaniel from Westside Grace Church in Forest Park, Illinois. Any other pastors or Bible teachers that you know of that were there?
I was just familiar with Pastor McDaniel, and I met the other, about three or four others that were there.
Okay.
From the area that I don't quite remember.
All right, super. There was one gentleman, a black gentleman, who said he'd been teaching the Bible for about 35, 40 years, and I've lost track of who he was. Did you meet him?
Yeah, I may have met him, but I don't quite remember.
Okay, all right.
For a short period of time.
Well, what a blessing. Thank you so much, Pastor Trent Cole.
Well, thank you a lot there, Bob, for even having me on the show, and I just want to thank your congregation for their effort and keeping the work going, the ministry going, and let them know it has been very, very helpful, and it is reaching across many, many states, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Lord. All right, thank you.
May God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, that is just so encouraging. Just so extraordinarily encouraging. And when we look at our telethon, now, last week it was people had given to keep BEL broadcasting from 20 different states. Now it's 23 states, almost half of the country represented by state. It's just extraordinary. We are so humbled and so very thankful. And, you know, when I look, the vast majority of the support has come from Colorado, and of course, that makes sense, right? And then some of the other states, like Indiana, I think, is in second place. Yeah, they are, Indiana. And we were on two very large TV stations in Indiana for years, and so that's why we have so many friends in Indiana. But we continue to reach more and more people. Trent Cole and I don't think we even knew about each other until maybe 2 years ago. And so that's the kind of excitement that happens around here all the time. By the way, thank you. More support from, let's see, this is from Colorado again, Westminster, from Stacy for the telethon. Stacy, thank you very, very much. That's also encouraging. Our phone number here is 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. I got a letter here. We've been looking at the BEL mailbag more consistently this month because of the telethon to encourage people and let people know that we're reaching many. And this is from an associate pastor in Michigan. His name is Rob Rambeck. And he writes in, "Dear Bob," and he talks about when he started as an associate pastor. And one of his concerns was about teaching on divorce, because it has been such a divisive issue, and it's so difficult the way the passages in Scripture are used almost as weapons against people. And so he got from us our video, The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. And what a video this is. And he says that he taught a class in this letter. I'm summarizing the letter rather than reading it, because it involves particulars about individuals and all. But he said, they use this teaching in our DVD, The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. We go through Bible verses that most Christians, sadly to say, have never heard. They don't know these Bible verses exist. They just don't know. And they have to do their things God said about divorce and remarriage. And these verses go against what is commonly taught in some very harshly legalistic churches. And so we say, well, look at what God said about this, and look at what God said here, and look at what God said here. And people's eyes bulge out of their heads when they attend churches that are very harshly legalistic on this topic. And they say, I didn't know God said that about divorce and remarriage. I had no idea. So what's interesting is I've read through probably half a dozen books on divorce and remarriage. And some books that purport to teach, you know, the full truth about divorce and remarriage in the Bible, they don't even address these verses. They don't even list them. They don't even mention them. And that's not surprising, since this stuff goes against what they are teaching. So this is an encouraging letter from this associate pastor, Rob Rambeck from Michigan. And he says that now he is so encouraged because he could take people who are unsure about divorce and remarriage, bring them to the Bible, show them specifically, step by step, what God says on the topic. And you know what? We don't have a lot of time, but I think I'll address the topic particularly. All right? I typically start out, I'll ask this question. There are churches who teach that you can never get divorced or remarried. So there's never justification for divorce, and there's never justification for remarriage. And what happens then is they think that that is a teaching that will strengthen marriage. But actually, it's a false teaching. It's not true biblically, because in the Bible, there are grounds for divorce and remarriage. And so what happens is men who have that mindset that they could never get divorced and their wife can never divorce them, do you think that has a tendency to make them into better husbands or worse husbands? What do you think? Oh, boy. I'm asking some people in the studio audience here. Yeah, and I'm hearing worse from people. It does. It has a tendency to make them into worse husbands. And God made us male and female, and he made us with different strengths. And women are better at relational issues, and men are better at making things out of the trash. You know, guys will take trash and make things out of it. So we're just different. Guys will build pumps, and women are better at communicating. And so men who have this idea that no matter what, their wife cannot divorce them, they cannot get a divorce, they tend to be even worse husbands. And even, I hate to say it, and even perhaps more likely to have an affair, to commit adultery, because they'd be horrified at the thought of their marriage ending in divorce, but they give in to this temptation, which is despicable. And then what happens? And then they think, well, even if my wife finds out, she can't divorce me. So false teaching has, not only is it false, but it has a lot of harmful side effects. So in the Bible, Jesus says very bluntly, very clearly, Matthew 5:32, he says it again in Matthew 19:9. He says that divorce is sin. Divorce is sin. And then he talks about remarriage. Divorce is sin. Remarriage is sin, except for fornication, except for sexual immorality. The Greek word is porneia, sexual immorality. So when you marry, you make this covenant. You enter into the marriage covenant to be faithful to one another for life. It's an exclusive agreement. One man, one woman, for life. That's the commitment. So Jesus said, whoever divorces his wife for any reason except for sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. So if you just can't stand her anymore, you're just sick of her cooking or whatever, that's not right. It's not right to divorce. And some of the rabbis back then, they would argue, if she burns your food, one meal, she burns the food, the bread, you could divorce her. That was false teaching. And so Jesus was correcting that. Now, by the way, the Bible makes it clear in the Old and New Testament that desertion is grounds for divorce, and desertion is a form of sexual immorality. It's a form of, because the Bible says that you belong to one another. When you're married, your bodies belong to each other. Right? Your bodies belong to each other. So in the Old Testament, I typically ask by start when I talk to a Christian who thinks that there is never any grounds for divorce or remarriage, God does not recognize divorce, I explain a scenario in the Old Testament where God said only the tribe of Levi can eat the holy offerings. Only the Levites. So God said, if a priest has a daughter, of course she could eat from the holy offerings because she's part of his family. So she can eat of the sacrifices just like he can and his wife. But what if she marries a man who's of the tribe of Reuben or Gad? Then she cannot eat of the holy offerings Why? Because she's no longer of the tribe of Levi. But God says, but what if that husband divorces her? Then what? Then could she eat of the holy offerings because now she's divorced? And God answers the question. He says, yes. Now she can eat of the holy offerings again because, why is that? Because she's divorced. She's no longer married to this man who's from another tribe. Now that's from Leviticus chapter 22, verse 13. And that whole section there, you read it and you start to understand. So those who say God doesn't recognize divorce, that is flat out not true. And we could show it's not true in many different ways in the Bible. And so there are basic teachings that give us God's opinion of divorce and remarriage. And if a church or a doctrine tends to be legalistic, like a control freak designed the rules of some church, well, then they will be more onerous than God would be. And they will discount the mercy of God. If a woman is in a marriage and the husband is cheating on her, God does not expect her to stay in that marriage. That would be cruel. And vice versa, the man with a woman who's cheating on her husband. And so God hates divorce, and it was not so from the beginning. It wasn't. God, from the beginning, didn't want parents to spank their kids. That was a result of the fall, because of the rebellion against God, because of sin. So spanking, discipline of our children, that wasn't part of God's plan from the beginning, and neither was divorce. But these things come in as reality because God is not a God of make-believe or magic. He's a God of reality, and he deals with the consequences of sin in a just and wise way. And so God regulates divorce in the Bible. He explains when it is appropriate and when it is not. And when you have a just divorce, then you can have remarriage. Anyway, that's on our DVD, The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. I think you'll find it fascinating. We're out of time. Our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada.